We're going to start here on the bottom of Pei Amud Bet. The Gemara is discussing how it is that if you have this one Todah, that you don't exactly know what its status is, how is it that I can solve the problem and bring another Korban that will allow me to possibly assign the Lechem to the Korban that's there, or assign the Lechem to the new Korban that I'm bringing? How can I balance and solve the problem? So the Gemara came up with the case that it was a case where it was a Todat Chuvah, and then he brings in a spare Todah. The Gemara at one point had gone through an iteration where it thought that it was a Todat Nidava, possible Todat Nidava or Tmura, that was the mix-up, and it couldn't find a solution. The Gemara from here, from the end of this parenthesis on the bottom page, we bet to the Mishnah on the next Amud, is going to go through scenario after scenario trying to find a solution to that problem of how I can bring bread and solve that problem. So Amruga Meidim Lifnei Rabbi. So those that are learning before Rabbi, Rashi over here says it's Levi. You're going to see in a second that it's pretty difficult to say that it's Levi because the Gemara is going to quote Levi in a little bit. Tosafot, on the other hand, says that the Meidim Lifnei Rabbi is a Chacham Acher, some other Chacham that was sitting before Rabbi. Veleite Lechem, he should just bring bread. Veleima, Ihach de Kaima Todahi, the one that remains, this Todah or this animal that we have left over. Halachma, this belongs to it. Ilo, lepuk de chulin. If not, this bread should be chulin. Samalahu, vihi machnisin chulin lazara. We can bring in chulin to the azara. Because here you have a situation which, if it does not require lechem, this lechem's chulin. And then you bring it into the azara. So Gemara says, alright. Valete behema vilechem. Bring not only just the lechem, but bring a behema along with it. Vilema. Idahach de kaimo tmurahi. If the one todah that's left is a tmurat todah, HaTodah v'halachma. The new animal and the bread are a todah and lechem. Idahach dekaima todahi, if the remaining one that is there is a todah, halachma, the lechem that I have here belongs to it, v'hatavi shlamim, and the animal that I have now, that I'm bringing now, will be a shlamim and not a todah. So I'm like, oh, what's the problem here? Because what's the difference between a shlamim and a todah, aside from the breads that you bring along with it? Shlamim, a todah is a subset of a shlamim, but a todah can only be eaten for yom v'layla, whereas a shlamim can be eaten for shnei yamim v'layla echad. So b'shum dekame ma'id v'achilo de shlamim. You're going to have to eat the shlamim like a todah, because there's a possibility it is a todah, and therefore you're going to cut down the amount of time that you can eat it. You might be bringing kochim, the baked soul, because maybe it is a shlamim, and you're cutting a day out of the eating possibilities. So now it says, Amar Levi l'Rabi. So that's why it makes it unlikely that the statement before is Amru l'Meidim Lifnei Rabi, that was Levi, because here you have an explicit statement of Levi to Rabi. So Amar Levi l'Rabi. Amar Levi was a Talmud of Rabi. We find that in Sukkah and in other places where he used to do handstands before Rabbi, and he got into a little trouble. The Gemara talks about the fact that he hurt his hip. Because of that, he used to limp. And the Gemara says, well, why was that? Because he used to do these handstands on his thumbs, but he also said something inappropriate to Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Hav ha-garum, that they both caused him to have that problem. But Levi is a Talmid of Rabbi. So Amar Levi the Rabbi, Veleite behema velechem. Bring a behema and a lechem velema. Ihach de kaima tumurahi. If the one that's remaining is a tumura ha-todah. The new one that I'm bringing is a todah, v'halachma. And that's its lechem. Ihai de kaima todahi. If the one that was remaining was a todah, halachma. Now I have its lechem. Halachma, v'hatavi motar de todah. And the new one that I'm bringing will just be a leftover todah. Either it was a tmura. If it's a tmura, then you just bring it as a korban. The new one becomes a todah, and it's lechem. On the other hand, if the old one was a todah, then this will be its lechem, and the new one will be motor todah, the leftovers of a todah. Now, the leftovers of the todah, the extra money that you have put towards a todah, it's brought as a korban without lechem. So you have here another korban, and you bring it as a todah without lechem. So Amalei, where your baby says back to him, Kimedumani shembo kumach bekad kado. Sounds to me, or feels to me, like he has no brain, that he has nothing up there, empty up top. Why? Motarot is a situation in which, after the fact, you have leftovers. So we say, what do you do with the leftover money after the fact? But that's not something we do l'chatchila, that we create a motar todah l'chatchila. You can't do that. You say, mafish, this is my extra money for my todah. You can't create such a situation up front. And he says, that doesn't make any sense to create a situation in which you're going to make a korban up front, a motar todah. Right, to me, suffix. They have a situation here where we can't solve it based on the way that Levi suggested. What you have to say over here, in terms of, if you think like Rashi, that Levi was, Amar Lufnei Rabbi was before the other Talmidim, and then over here, Amar Levi was privately to Rabbi. That was the only way you have to explain why there were two stages. One stage was Levi speaking in front of the other Talmidim, and then the later stage was Levi speaking specifically to Rabbi by himself. And that's why Rabbi was less reserved about saying to him, he was more direct towards Levi because he was alone over there. Yotiv Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta kamei de Rav Nachman. Again, we're going to have another suggestion. Yotiv v'kamar v'laiti behema v'lechem. Bring an animal of lechem b'lema. Iach the kaima tumura. The one that remained was a tumura. He hatoda. This v'alachma. This is a toda and a lachma. Viach the kaima toda. If the original one was the toda. V'alachma. Now this is the lechem for it. V'hat have a tumura. And this will be a tumura now. We'll make this into the tumura. We'll make this tumura at that toda. So now obviously the problem is, Amalei, Ana Mori, Arbaim, Vikatvei, Vikasher. Great idea. It all works, except you just have to get 40 lashes to get there. I mean, that is an Isur Lav of making tumura. So you're going to have to take, you're going to get Malkut for doing the tumura, but you're right, you did solve the problem. This is what, that's not a good solution. So now we have Rav Ilo Chalosh, and it probably is, according to the Shidduch Me'etzer, Rav Uber Ba'aba, Chalosh, he got sick, Ala Gabei Abayiv Rabbanan. Abayiv and the rest of the Rabbanan came and sat with him, Bekamrei, Im ita the Rabbi Yochanan, if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan that we saw earlier, Tamar chutz l'chomat azarak kadosh, that the machlokes between him and Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said it had to be within the confines of the azara in order for the lechem to be kadosh. So over here, now what you could do is, we had a problem before was that the lechem was in the azara, and you were going to make it chulin if it was leipik l'chulin. So what am I going to do? I'll put the lechem outside the azara, and I'll do my whole setup outside the azara. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Now, imi to the Rabbi Yochanan, tamar chutz l'chomat azara kadosh, leiti lechem, velo tva chutz l'chomat azara. Leave it outside the chomat azara. Velema, ihach the kaima todahi, if the one that here remains, the one that I have now is a todah, good, halachma. Velo, leipik l'chulin, then it'll go out to chulin. Now you don't have a problem with chulin b'azara, because it's not in the azara anymore. Gemara says, mishum te'ika arbo l'hanif. What about the four lechem that have to be taken off as truma, and they have to do hanafa? And hanafa, where are you going to do the hanafata lechem? If you do it in fayoi vray, if you do it outside the azara, lifnei Hashem k'tiv. They have to do the true, that's new fast to be done lifnei Hashem. And this is not lifnei Hashem. Obviously, you're outside the azara. Gavai, you bring them in again to the azara, you're faced with the same problem again, which is kikamayo, chulin the azara. Then you bring a chulin to the azara, or the possibility that you bring in chulin to the azara. You haven't solved your problem. You now brought yourself back to the same situation as of having the lechem inside. So instead of being 40 lechem, inside that could possibly be chulin, now you're four that could possibly be chulin. So you still have the same problem. Hilkach lo efshar. It's not possible to do it that way. So Tosos asked that question. Vim Tomar, to Tosos, your question, as Tosos on Peyamud Bet, that's the question. It's about the middle of that big, big Tosos. He says, Vim Tomar, my kashalon, hocha. Why is this such a problem? Yakdishena. Vigomer, dim lav todahi. You had the berakabayit, kashar hakdishot, she may be in. Exactly what you're asking. Why not solve the problem by saying, making it, alright, either belongs to the karban, or will be makdishit to berakabayit. So it's then not chulin in bazara then, and then you'll solve all your problem. He says, v'yesh lomar d'lo sharin in hachi, elagavi bikurim, d'avle kuli haikein karban. We only allow you to do that by bikurim, that type of solution by bikurim, where it's not exactly like a korban. Which means that you have a situation here where something looks like a korban, and then you're going to make it kodesh to berek habayit and not to the mizbeach. So he says that's not a appropriate way to deal with the lechem, and he brings other examples like that of chulin bazara, where the Gemara asked that question. He says only by bikurim, which is clear, it's not a korban. And it's clear that later on he talks about the problems of people making a mistake about it. It says, we don't want you to redeem it then. Because what are you going to do with something that's kodesh berkabayit? Eventually you have to redeem it. You have to be podeh, because you're not going to be able to eat these lachmei todah unless you redeem them. Because one of the two things, either they are lachmei todah, or they're kodesh berkabayit. Kodesh berkabayit, you can't eat them unless you have pijon. Although it allows you to bring them into the Azara. So now when I'm poda them, it looks like I'm being poda lachmei todah. And people are going to come to the mistake thinking you can be poda lachmei todah. So Tosas, on technicalities, says it's going to be problematic to do such a thing, but he does make the suggestion that you are asking about here. Matki v'lo, Rav Sheshi b'reid rabidi, im ita de chizkia. If you hold like chizkia, damar, kinchu abarim b'toch shmonim, so this is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and chizkia, truthfully, as Tosas says, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, but you specify that 40 out of 80 it will work. Other is, then he comes up here with a nuanced deal between them that it will only be Chizkiah and not Rabbi Yochanan. And Tamar Kitchu Abim Metok Shmim, Laite Behema, the Laite Shmonim Behado. You're going to bring an a Behema, then you're going to bring 80 Chalot, 80 Lachmaniot with it. If the one that remained before was a todah, ha namitavi todah, they'll both be todot. Vashmonim de tarvayu, and then we have 80 chalot, 40 for each one of them, and we have two todot with the lechem. If the one that's there is tumura, ha todah, this is definitely a todah. The second one I'm bringing, v'alachma, and this is its lechem. Likachulu arbei mitok shmonim, and you get 40 out of the 80 will be kadosh. It says no, mishum de kamamayit v'achila darbeim, or mishum de kamamayit v'achila darba. These are the two girsos you have over here. Rashi brings down here three different interpretations as to what the problem is, and then Rashi b'tiviyad brings another reason what the problem is. The first one is the possibility that the 4 out of the 8, which are truma, will go to waste. Because nobody's going to want to eat them. The Kohen is not going to want to eat those 4. He'll say, no, there are only 40 I know for sure that are Kodesh, and only 4 of them belong to me. The other 4, I'm not really sure, belong to me. The Balim will say, I'm not going to eat those 4, because maybe 80 of them are Kadosh, and they really belong to the Kohen. So he says that the 4 are going to be left in this state of Tluya, and nobody's going to want to eat them. So therefore, you're going to be maybe clutching the babe. So nobody's going to eat those 4. That's one possibility. So then the next answer is that he's actually memayit be'achilat arba, because the possibility that you have to eat it with yom v'laylo, that by the todah, you have a very short time period to consume it. So by the todah itself, and by the achil of the balim, he can give it out to other people. He has the ability to have people in Yerushalayim join him in the meal, the whole idea of the todah, that lots of people join you. So that's not a problem. For the Kohen, he's only allowed to give it to him, his wife, his children, meaning that he has a limited scope of people that he can give it to. And now we're giving them 8 lechem instead of 4 lechem, he won't be able to consume it. Seems a little far-fetched to me, 8 lechem instead of 4 lechem. Seems like you can find another Kohen to help him out with it. That's the other possibility, that the 4 go to waste. The last one, which seems to me the gist of the Gemara, is that it's a problem about Tashkis. What are you going to do with the additional 40? The additional 40 that we have here, we're not sure what the story is with them. Either they have to be eaten within a day and a night, or they're chulin legamrei, and you could eat them whenever you want. So now here, when I'm shortening the time frame, and you're going to have to throw out the extra, and you're not going to be able to finish it in time, or the Kohen's not going to finish the 8 in time, which is what the Rashi Ketiv Yad says. Rashi Ketiv Yad says, what is he going to do? He has 8, so he's going to eat 4 of them. He's going to end up eating the 4 that really are Kohen, and then the other 4 that are Kodesh are going to come to Psul. So he's going to end up making the ones that are Kodesh into Psul. And that's again a problem. So those are the 4 different possibilities here.
In that last possibility, are we still saying, according to the
Oh, so Rashi says that the case is a case that you're doing the chutz lazara to avoid the problem of chulin. So that's a possibility. Over here, it doesn't have to be that way. You could argue over here that you're not bringing them the chulin lechatchila, because you're bringing all 80 together, and you're going to have 40 out of the 80, but you're doing it in such a way that it's not intentionally bringing chulin to lazara, because there is a possibility that it'll be kodesh. That it's more along the lines that it's a full karban, or it's lechrayut. That's what Tosu's answer is, why it has to be like Chizkiyah. He says, Dochach Perish Rashi. Rashi didn't have to say that. Rashi says, it's according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chutz Lazara, and according to Chizkiyah. Tosu says, no, that's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah. Rabbi Yochanan believes when you bring 40 out of the 80, in Ochanami, 40 are Kodesh, the other 40 are Chulin the Gamre. Chizkiyah believes the 40 are Kodesh, the other 40 are Chrayut on the first 40. And that'll be the difference between them, and that'll avoid the problem of Chulin Bazara. And that's why he says the Gemara picked Chizkiyah, not Rabbi Yochanan, to avoid that problem. So Tosos asks your question. Rashi goes with what you're saying and says, yes, it has to be Rabbi Yochanan. But over here, Tosos says, no, that it is only Chizkiyah. All right, so now Gemara says, Amarle Rav Ashi Rav Kana, Imitul Rabbi Yochanan, very old like Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Hifrish Chatat Mi'uberet V'yalda, Ratza Bamit Kaper, Ratza Bevladamit Kaper. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you bring a Chatat that is pregnant, the time that you bring it, then you're allowed to choose between the mother or the baby to bring the chatat, the daughter to bring the chatat from. So now, if that's the case, Laiti Behema Mi'uberet, he'll bring a pregnant animal, V'yamtim La'at Shetelet, and then wait until it gives birth. V'laiti Shmonim Ba'ada, and then you'll bring 80 lechem with it. V'leima, I'ach Dekaima Tumurahi, if the one that's around is a Tumura Havla Da Todahi, then the mother and the daughter are both Todot, and we'll make them 80 chalot will belong to them. V'hashmonim De Tavayu, V'ach Dekaima Todahi, the one that was remaining was really a Todah. Hanami Todahi, the mother or the child, doesn't matter which one of them is a Todah. V'hashmonim De Tavayu, and these 80 lachmaniot belong to them. V'haylehave Motar De Todah, and whichever one I didn't pick, the mother or the daughter here, that other one will be a Motar Todah. So now I've solved my problem. Because you're not being mafish lechatchila lemotah. That's what Rashi answers over here. Over there you have one animal was mimotar. Over here, when you're makdishit, there's a chance when you're makdishit and the two entities, either one of them could be the korban. You're not makdish atatkila, either one, the motar. It's like you're makdish a lot of extra, a bunch of money and say this is for a todah. Then they split up. The money splits up and you pay half of it you use to pay for your todah. The rest is the motar. That's allowed. The mara here is suggesting that the pregnant animal is a single entity when it's together. So it's like one big todah. And when it gives birth, it's like the motar todah. So that's why it's different in here. You're not being makdish atatkila, a unit that could be motar todah. It's a derivative of the fact that it gives birth. All right, so that's the answer you have to say. Now the gemara says, man leimalan dama rabbi yochanan min shayru mitshuyar. What is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yochanan? The underlying assumption here is that you're allowed to leave out the ubar. That you could separate between the mother and the ubar. And therefore I could designate the mother as one korban and the ubar as a second korban because ubar lav yerechimohu. But Dilma, im shayro, eu mishiyar. Maybe no. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with that. Maybe they're considered a single entity. Behind the time of Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Something we've seen before from Rabbi Yochanan. Damar adam mitkaper b'shevach hektesh. You can get the benefit. You can use hektesh, derivatives of hektesh to your benefit. We saw that earlier on Friday's daf. At the end of Friday's daf, the fact that when the animal gives birth, you're allowed to use either one for the korban. Why? Because you're allowed to get benefit from hektesh in this situation. Zot over here. The reason you can use the baby as the todah is not because you can separate out the kedusha of the baby from the mother, but rather because the mother is hektesh, the baby is a derivative of hektesh, and now you can use it to your benefit, that derivative to your benefit. If that's the case, then you can't have this option to separate between the baby and the mother, have them be different karbanot. One be a todah, one be motor todah, one be, they all are a single entity, they all become a single kodesh. So Ravina, Ikla, the Damhuraya, went to this place called Damuraya. Amalei Rav Dimi braid Rav Huna mi Damuraya the Ravina. He suggested over here, Rav Dimi, son of Rav Huna in Damuraya, the light of behema, velema hare alai, and he'll be make a neder that hare alai. This becomes a chova. The light of behema achriti, and then he'll bring in another behema. The light is shmonim bada, and he'll bring 80 along with him. Velema iach the kaima tumurahi. If the one that remained was a tmura, hani tarte todot. These two animals that I'm bringing now are todot, vashmonim de tervayu, and these are the 80 lechem that go with him. Viach de kaima todai, if the one that remained beforehand was a todah. And ha damre alai, namely havi todah, the one that I took a nether with will also be a todah. Vashmonim de tervayu, vidich havi le tchreyut, and the other one will be a backup. An achreyut on my nether. So until now we couldn't do this, we didn't think about achrayut because we said the first one was a nidava. So when it's a nidava, you can't have achrayut. What is he creating here? He's creating a situation where I'm adding a chuvah to the picture. If I add a chuvah to the picture of harei alai, I can be mafrish l'achrayut on that chuvah. So what he did was he reversed the situation that we had on the previous daf. Here's that, the original one was a chuvah, and then I could be mafrish l'achrayut on that todah. Over here, we started with the case where it's a nitava, and then all the other cases we can't bring an achrayut. So he says, I'll recreate basically that original case and make it into a case of chovah and nitava by injecting here another chovah, saying, harei alai. He creates the chovah, and now I can be mafish the achrayut, or it'll be a todah. Either way, if it's lachrayut, or if it's a todah, it's brought, and the lechem can be spread out between the three of them. At least two out of the three require lechem now. The Gemara says, Amalei, HaTorah amra, tov asher lo tidor, mishin tidor velo tishalem. Amar, klikom lindor betchila. Says, we don't like people taking the darim to start with. So what are you going to do? Now you're going to encourage someone to take another neder and create this chuvah over here, a chuvah to todah? We don't want that. You're going to suggest a solution that involves taking an additional neder and creating a chiyuv over here. That we don't like to do. That we're not going to suggest over here. And Tosa says over here, we're not talking about tukune gavro. We're not talking about fixing up this person and taking care of a person where sometimes we allow you to do things. And we're not talking about a case of chinuch or chancho b'mitzvot. There are reasons when you can take a nether. There are valid reasons to take a nether. Over here, you're taking a nether to create a situation where you can deal with this behemoth over here. That we're not going to encourage you to do. We're not, number one, encourage people to take such a nether. And we don't want people doing this in the future also. We don't want them creating these situations where they have tumura todah, and they have these questions, and they come up with these sfeikot. So we're going to say, avoid taking a nether, avoid creating situation. But technically, it is a good answer to the problem. It is a response to the problem. It will solve the problem. But we're telling a person, it's like the situation before by tmura. Tmura would have been a solution to the problem, except you're violating a law. So over here also, the answer is a good answer. They're blocking it on technical grounds. That better not to take a neder. But it does work. It would work.
So it is.
It would work. Correct. Okay, the next Mishnah. Omer, aray alay tuda. Yavihi v'lachma min chulin. You got to bring it and the lechem from chulin, because anytime you have an obligation, you must discharge your obligation from chulin and not from maaser sheni. On the other hand, if he says, toda alay min chulin v'lachma min maaser, he says, I'm going to bring the toda from chulin and I'm going to bring the lechem from maaser. You don't get that option. You got to bring everything from the chulin. We'll see in the Gemara, basically, because the lechem is a derivative of the todah, and so you can create it, be separate. If the todah is coming from chulin, you got to bring everything from the chulin. Now, todah min maser, the lechem min chulin. Then, if he reverses it, he says, I'm going to bring the todah from maaser sheni and the lechem from the chulin. Yavi. Then you bring it that way. Then you do exactly what you said. Toda, he velachma min maser. If he brings the toda, he says, I'll bring everything from the maser sheni, yavi. Again, you bring it in that way. In those cases, you do bring it from maser sheni. The Gemara asks, what do you mean, yavi? He has to bring it from maser sheni, or can he bring it from chulin? It sounds from the Gemara, it's clear that you could also bring it from chulin. Velo yavi michite maser sheni. You don't bring it from things that were purchased with ma'ot maser sheni, meaning that you don't, chitin that were purchased with maser sheni, you don't go make those into lachme toda. Ela, mi ma'ot maser sheni. You bring it from the ma'ot of Maaser Sheni directly. You have to bring it from those monies themselves. So I'm Rav Huna. Hare alai lachme toda, mevi toda vilachma. So then if a person says, hare alai lachme toda, he just mentions the lachme toda. Takes a neder that he's going to bring lachme toda. So mevi toda vilachma. He's automatically obligated to bring the toda. My timer. Mida yodol hai gavro do lechem blo toda lo yikriv. Everybody knows you can't just bring lechem as a korban in the mikdash. Must be that his intent was v'hai toda v'lachma kamar. He really meant to say toda v'lachma. He just mentioned the lechem, but he means both. V'hai de kamar lachmei toda sof milton akot. Why is he mentioning lachmei toda? He's doing a shortcut. He just said the last thing, but he knows that he can't bring just lechem, so therefore it means he's bringing toda and lechem. It's not in our Mishnah. Toda min maaser v'lachma min chulin. He says, I'm going to bring the toda from maaser and the lachma min chulin yavi k'mash nadar. He brings exactly what he says. V'amai kevin damar lachma min chulin yavihi v'lachma min chulin. If that's the case, since he mentioned the lechem from the chulin in the back end, then why doesn't he say the whole thing becomes chulin? Now, if he say that he's going to toface his last lashon, and that's what dictates, he said lechem min chulin, let us say that that governs everything. Or says shani hotam. Kevin damar toda min maaser. Because once he says that I'm going to bring the todah from the maaser, and then he makes a separate statement that I'm going to bring the lechem from the chulin, what is he saying at this point? He's saying it's as if I'm promising to fulfill someone else's obligation in the lechem. Someone else has to bring the todah, and you go along and say, take a neder, I'll bring the lechem on your behalf. I'll donate the lechem so that you have lechem. So same thing over here. He says, I'm bringing a todah from maaser sheni. He automatically, if he says nothing more, is chayav to bring lechem. So then when he makes the second statement that I'm bringing lechem in a chulin, he's saying a statement that I'm going to fulfill that obligation that I have to bring lechem through my lechem chulin. So once he does that, they're two separate entities. That lechem has no shaykhut to the original todah. It's as if he said it about someone else's korban. Because he has an obligation to bring lechem, so he does have an obligation to discharge. Here we can make sense out of his statement without having him to make another korban. Mar says, Yochi Reisha. What do you do about the Reisha? He said, Toda mina chulin, v'lachma mina tamaser. He said, the Toda is from chulin. The lechem is mina ser, yavihi, v'lachma mina chulin. Then you should bring in, and it's lechem from the chulin. Hakanami nasek omer hare alai toda, liftor lachmo shel ploni. Why don't you say the reverse? He promised to bring lechem mina maser, and now he's going to bring toda mina chulin to fulfill that obligation. I said I'm going to bring lechem, but I bring lechem, I got to bring a toda. So it's as if he's saying to someone else, listen, I'll take care of your toda over here. You want to bring the lechem, I'll take care of the toda. Or says, how can you compare the cases? Bishlam lechem the miftar toda ati. So you can have a possibility where the lechem is poter the todah. The todah is the ikar, that's the korban. So you can say to someone else, I'll bring your lechem for you, I'll take care of the lechem for you. But todah the miftah lechem miatya. How can you have a case where a person says, the lechem, you're bringing the lechem, the todah is on me. How can you say that? That makes no sense. Because the ikar korban and the whole lechem surround the korban itself. So it doesn't make sense to make such a statement. And therefore, when you make the todah of chulin and the lechem in a maser, the lechem in a maser is meaningless at that point. Since you said you're going to bring the todah in a chulin, you're obligated to bring the todah, and you're obligated in lechem now. If you're obligated in lechem, you have to discharge your obligation bechulin. And when you say lechem mina maser, that does not discharge your obligation to bring it mina chulin. That's why you have to bring everything mina chulin. Tashma, omer arei alai tuda below lechem, zevach below nisachim. No problem, I'm bringing my tuda, but I don't want to bring the lechem. I'm going to bring my zevach, and I'm going to bring nisachim. Kofino to, maybe tuda belechma, zevach nisachim. It's a case of matna moshe kodu b'torah. You say, I want to do what the Torah says, and then you say, but I'll leave out this part. I don't want to do that part. Taima damar, the fact that he said toda, aval lo amar toda lo. The only reason it works is because he said the word toda. But if he didn't say the word toda lo, so if that's the case, that upends what we said before by Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, even if you just say lachma, that's enough to mechayev you in the whole kid and kaboodle. Over here, it sounds like from this, only if he said toda is he obligated. Right? It says, hu adin afgal to lo amar toda. Even if he didn't say toda, but I did a kabbalah the mitna zevach below nisachim, to lo mat elay nisachim below zevach, because you can't have a possibility of nisachim without the zevach, tananami toda, vila. So over here, the case, you can't reverse. By the Todah, you can reverse the case. You can say Todah, and then you'll be Chayav Todah and Lachma. Or if you say Lachma, you'll be Chayav and Todah Lachma. Either way, it works. But Nisachim, that's not the case. If you say Zevach, then you're Chayav and Nisachim. If you say Nisachim, you know what you're Chayav in? Nisachim. Nisachim can come as an independent entity. There is such a concept of bringing a wine by itself. Because we say before either Mezalfin Aleish, or you pour it down the pipe, Machonk is what you do with the wine. But there is such a possibility of Nisachim by themselves. So therefore, this statement in the Raita has to be a case where we talk about the main object, the Toda and the Zevach. That's the only case where you're going to be definitively Chayav in the other part. The Gemara says, V'amai. Why in this case that we brought here, Harei Alay B'Todah B'lo Lechem, how come he's Chayav? Neder U'Pitcho Imo. It's a case where you take a Neder, and next to the Neder you have a Petach. He's saying basically, look, I want to bring a Toda without Lechem. So he's saying, well, if I knew that I can't bring the Todah without Lechem, then I wouldn't have taken this Nether. It's clear that the reason what he wants to bring here is the Todah without Lechem. Since there is no such possibility, he basically created his own Petach to his Nether. So Amechizkiya Hamani Beit Shammai. This is according to Beit Shammai. Damar Tfos Loshon Rishon. He says that we always go after the first thing you say. That's not. Reini Nazir Mina Grugro to Mina Dvelo. I'm Nazir from these dried figs or from these
pressed
figs. So Beit Shammai Amrim Nazir, because we take his first Lashon Arini Nazir, and we say he's a Nazir. Beit Hillel Amrim Inu Nazir. Beit Hillel says, no, you have to look at his whole statement. So Chizki says, our case over here by the Tashma is the case of Beit Shammai. Yochanan Amar Afilu Tema Beit Hillel. Even according to Beit Hillel, you can say this. Bomer Ila Iti Yodea Shein Nodrim Kach Loyati Nilder Kach Ela Kach. Had I known you can't take a Neder of Toda without Lechem, then I would have said Toda with Lechem. That's what I would have said over here. So my kofin, then why do we have to force him over here? He's saying basically I would bring the Toda with the Lechem. The Kaboy Hodarbe. Then he decides he backs out of it. He says, when they tell him you can't bring a Toda without a Lechem, he says, listen, if I knew that, I would have brought a Toda with a Lechem. Then it comes time to bring it, and he says, you know what, I really just want to bring the Toda, I don't want to bring the Lechem. Then Kofin Oto. We force him to bring it at that point in time. Tashma. Omer, Harai Alai Toda Belo Lechem, Bezevach Lo Benesachim, V'amru Lo Havei Toda Lechma, Zevach Nesachim, V'omer, Ilai Tiyodea Shekein Lo Haiti Noder. If I knew that was the case, I would never have taken such a nether. Kofin Oto. V'omer Lo, Shamor V'Shamato. You gotta bring it. So basically, that'll work according to Chizkiya. This is like Beit Shammai, another case of Beit Shammai, where we say, Tfos Loshon Rishon. Elul Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a question. Amalacha Rabbi Yochanan, Havadai Beit Shammai. I agree with you. At this point, this case has to be Beit Shammai. Because over here, it's clear that he didn't change his mind. It only can work in Beit Hillel if he thinks he's going to change his mind. But over here, it's clear that he didn't change his mind, and therefore it has to be Beit Shammai. I agree with you. Chizkiya, this time, the bright way it's written has to be Beit Shammai. My Shamor Vishamato. What's the case of Shamor Shamato? Here, Amabai is Shamor Havei Toda. Vishamato Havei Lachma. Shamor Shamato, the two Lushanot. One is keep your word and bring the Toda. The other one is keep your word and bring the lechma. Rav Amar, no. Shemor havei toda v'lechma. Keep your word and bring a toda v'lechma. Shemata, shlo tei ragil lasot kein. And the reason we're going to force you to do is to say you don't do this again. We don't want to repeat this scenario where you're trying to bring a toda without its lechem. Hi v'lechma nena maser, yavi. So the Mar says, you have to bring it and its lechem from the maser. Yavi, you have to bring it. Mar says, Yavi, lo sagi de lo maite? You must bring it? It's not enough if he doesn't bring it? Rav Nachman Rav Chista Mre, Ratza Mevi, Ratza lo Yavi. So meaning that you can do whatever you want. In that case, you have the option to bring it from maser. But you don't have to bring it from maser. If you bring it from kulin, you'll equally discharge your obligation. It's not an obligation. You're not chayab to bring it that way. You just have the option to bring it me Maaser Sheni. Now the last piece of the Mishnah, which is Lo Yavim Michite Maaser Sheni, Ela Mimaot Maaser Sheni. You can't bring it from the Chite Maaser Sheni, but you can bring it from the money to Maaser Sheni. Rav Nachman Rav Dechista Damrei Tovayu. They both say Lo Shanu Ela Michite Maaser Sheni, Aval Michitim Alukuchot Mimat Maaser Sheni Yavi. The Mishnah says you can't bring it from the Chitim Maaser Sheni. Means directly. The produce that was Maaser Sheni, that's Chitim, that you can't make into Lachmei Todah. But if you exchange that for money, and with that money you purchase Chitim, with that you're allowed to make the Lachmei Todah. Yotib Rabbi Yirmiyah Kameh Rabbi Zerov, Yotib Kamar, Lo Shanu Elo Mechitim Maaser Sheni, Avo Mechitim Elo Kuchot, Mat Maaser Sheni Yavi. He repeats basically what Rav Chista and Rav Nachman said. Samalei Rabbi, Atal Mer Kein? So he says, Rabbi, do you agree with that? He says, Ani Omer, Afilu Mechitim Elo Kuchot, Maaser Sheni Lo Yavi. I say, even with that which is purchased with Ma'od Maaser Sheni, if you purchase wheat with it, you cannot make that into Lachmei Todah. And I'll tell you the reasoning for my position, and I'll tell you the reasoning for your position. I'll tell you the reason for your position is, where do we know that a Todah can be brought from the Ma'od Maaser Sheni? Mishlamim. Mishlamim, and where do we know Shlamim from? We have a Gzeres Shava of Sham, because both of them it says Vachalto Sham by the Kesef Maaser Sheni, and by Shlamim it says Vachalto Sham. So then both of them Sham, we say that you're allowed to bring Ma'ot Maaser Sheni and purchase a Shlamim with them. So Ma Shlamim ain't Gufan Maser, just like the Shlamim, it itself is not Maser. Aftoda nami ain't Gufa Maser. So to over here, the Todah cannot itself be Maser. And this wheat that was purchased with the Ma'od Maaser Sheni, were not inherently Maaser Sheni. They became Maaser, they got Kedusha Maaser Sheni because they were purchased with Ma'od Maaser Sheni. So that's good, that's fine. Just like the Todah and the Shlamim purchased with Ma'od Maaser Sheni, so to these Kitim that were purchased with Ma'od Maaser Sheni, you can make them into the Lachmei Todah. And the reasoning behind my position is, Toda Mehechel Kal Yalfin Allah. Where do I know Toda? From Mishlamim. Mishlamim, Sham, Mimaser. How I know Mishlamim from Baba Ma'ot Maaser Sheni, from the Gzer Shav of Sham. Mashlamim ain't Min Maaser. Shlamim, what's the reason you can make it over here? Is because Shlamim never can be Maaser. Meat doesn't have Maaser Sheni taken from him. Toda ain't Min Maaser. So too, Toda cannot be brought from, that can never be Maaser Sheni. When you purchase them with the Maaser Sheni, you're buying something that could be Maaser Sheni, something that in its category has a Min Maaser Ninu, has a possibility. So what do you do according to this? According to his reasoning, Rabbi Zera says, what you have to do is take the money and purchase the loaves. You have to buy the loaves ready-made, because that doesn't have Min Maaser Sheni. I mean, wheat has Maaser Sheni in its Min. Once it's already made into bread, you can't have Maaser Sheni taken off from bread. Bread is already too far along the process to take off Maaser Sheni. So over there, that you can purchase with it, the money. You use Maaser Sheni to purchase bread, but you can't purchase Chitim, because they're in the category of Maaser Sheni. Okay, we'll stop over there.